Sometimes I think about the people in the time of Isaiah, and until, you know, Christ was born, they were waiting for someone. They were waiting for Messiah. En français, on appelle ça l'espérance messianique. And this messianic hope was shared by many, many, many other cultures. It's so interesting. And we, in 2022, we know who this Messiah is. Our spiritual life is complete. We are home. And our joy is complete. It's so great. Ivan. So we'll go back to Isaiah, where it says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse." It is because we are alive that even when our hope is gone, that there is still a little bit of hope. Is hope a characteristic of being alive? I went last summer to visit the Shoah Museum in Montreal. In the Warsaw Ghetto, Jews were still hoping and convinced that this war and genocide against them would end soon. We're all hoping that the Russian invasion in Ukraine will end soon. Day after day, we hope a shoot will come out of the stump of Jesse. Someone in my family, my own family, was ridiculing me, saying that religion is nothing but a crutch for weak people. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you on my account. And Paul wrote, "It is when I am weak that I am strong." Religion is a thing. Faith is something else. They go together, but they're different. I sincerely believe that my faith is strong enough. Maybe you share that with me. We believe that our faith is strong enough to sustain and support us, even when I doubt, when I am afraid, or when I'm sick. How many times were we told not to be afraid? 365? In this text of Isaiah, God announces a second coming. That's in verse 11. God says that all the remnants of his people will be gathered, and faraway countries are named, words that we can't pronounce. And it shows how far God's hand will extend. That is a lot of people. And maybe at that time it meant that it literally meant all the earth, people from all the earth, scattered everywhere on earth. It made me wonder if all the people believed in God at that time. You know, the same God, and if they prayed the same way, and if they believed the same way. We know for a fact that when Moses motivated thousands of people to leave Egypt, not all of them believed in God or in the same God. Not all of them were Hebrew. Not all were of a Semitic faith. In fact, some decided to follow for religious reasons. Some follow for economic reasons, and others for family reasons. Some of those in the group were already quite old when they left, and they never saw the promised land, but they hoped to. Some became ill, never saw either the promised land. Some decided to stay in the wilderness and did not move any further. Were all of them God's children? Yes. And how about the glorious Egyptian people who persecuted the Hebrews and followed them to die drowned in the Red Sea? Were they God's children? Yes. So today, I want to answer a difficult question that people share with me very often. Many of us are saddened or even troubled that their grown-up children do not go to church ever, or that their grandchildren are not baptized. Are they God's children? Yes! Are they saved? Yes! Sometimes, even, the teenagers will react strongly.
Don't believe in that.
It doesn't mean that they have no faith. It means that where they are in their life, religion as we know it has no echo, no reference in their minds. Maybe it's good. Why, in fact, would a model that goes back to 1925 fit them today? Their church is different. Their belief is different. But God is with them. God is within them differently. God doesn't change. And God said, when Moses asked him, "What's your name?" He said, "Iyish bin Iyish. I am who I will be." So God is there for everything that is alive. We just saw it reading Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. We just saw it reading Christian Bobin as well. So what difference does it make to us who go to church, who pray, who have hope? It brings the difference that our joy is complete. This is how we grew to love God. And we will probably evolve still. But it's not because somebody doesn't come to church or is not baptized that God isn't with them, or that they are not saved, or that they have no soul. We are no judge for this. God loves everything that is alive. I would even move to say that God loves the mountains, the clouds, the oceans, day and night. God is pure love. So Jesus caused quite a commotion in his own community while he ministered to the Jewish people in Palestine. Oh yes, this little smiling baby caused commotion. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus said, and you know it by heart, come on, "I came for the lame and the sick, not the well ones. I came to proclaim liberty to the captives, captives of religion, of the law, of the dogmas that won't move, and recovering of sight to the blind." Again, those who cannot see outside of the box. The law was so strong, so restrictive, that it was the object of worship. And in these times, according to the law, nobody could become totally Jewish in faith except through filiation. So lots of people would never come close to God because they were not Jewish by filiation, by blood. Father to children and so on. So they would be allowed in the temple in Jerusalem, but they would have to stay in the court of the Gentiles. We just heard about the Gentiles. So these people who were not Jewish by blood would come and hear about the word of God and the Psalms and the prophets, but they would have to remain far. And curiously and interestingly enough, this is from where Jesus would teach, in the court of the Gentiles. Because, again, of the law. We know now that God speaks to all living creatures in the universe, to each their language and devotion, to each the signs they need to be invigorating with God's life and hope. Paul proclaims this with all his joy, and that's in verse 10. He says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him." We are talking to everybody at large, which answers our question of this morning. My children don't go to church, my own. Yet I know that God loves them. And they have their own way of talking to God. From the root of Jesse will come even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him, the Gentiles hope. So you see what a commotion Jesus caused when he said, God is not just only for the Jewish, but for everybody outside. There is no more Greek or slave. We are all God's children. And Paul ends with a blessing, which I say again to you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit,